Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Music has been an important part of the human experience for tens of thousands of years. But as Joseph Honor, professor of music at Tufts University, explains, a century of technology is altering the way we create and interact with music.
We are used to hearing about the almost mystical attachment musicians have to the touch and sound of historical instruments, whether it be a Stradivarius violin, a forte piano from the time of Mozart, or a Fender Stratocaster guitar that had been played by Jimi Hendrix. But I've been exploring the more surprising development that even recently invented electronic instruments now attract their own passionate connoisseurs, restoration experts, and real and virtual museums. One example is the mellotron, an instrument introduced in the 1960s that looked like a small white refrigerator with a keyboard on the top. Every key triggered a strip of magnetic recording tape with a few seconds of a note played by strings, voices, or flutes, such as those you hear at the start of the Beatles' Strawberry Fields Forever. Though in its heyday, the mellotron was very high-tech and popular, it was notoriously unwieldy and difficult to maintain. By the early 80s, it had been replaced by digital synthesizers. And yet musicians have continued to be drawn to the mellotron's distinctive sound with its intriguing mix of artificiality and reality. It is now possible to buy digital samples of the mellotron you can play on any computer, including a set made at the Abbey Road Studios, meticulously recorded with the same microphones that the Beatles used. But for many musicians, only the real instrument will suffice. And in 2004, the market for rebuilt mellotrons had become so large that manufacturing resumed. The story of the mellotron illustrates the deep connections we can develop with technologies in all aspects of our lives. And just as with any relationship, people seem to fall in love with such devices as much for their quirks and peculiarities as for their capabilities.
That was Joseph Honor of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Nothing is real.